if we've got a chemical with a decent sort of bioconcentration factor, then our first organism in the food chain will incorporate some of that chemical into its structure. Now, as we move up the food chain, then if we're talking about plankton floating around in seawater incorporating 0.04 into them, then minnows are feeding on the plankton. So the minnows now have got 0.05 sitting in them. And these fish chomp on those fish, and the cormorants chomp on those fish. And the result is the final bioconcentration factor relative to the seawater concentration of DDT is now 10 to the 7. So this is quite an important thing called biomagnification. It's common around the globe. We look at higher organisms then for a compound of interest, and we'll often find things are there. So they've studied dugongs, for instance, and they've found all sorts of pesticides and stuff floating around in their fatty tissue. They don't actually go and kill them. They go and take dead ones and sort of figure out what's present in them. The other thing to remember is that when you're analysing for your compound of interest, if it's an organic one, then it often will metabolise inside the organism, or it can even metabolise in the environment, and then the organism can take it in. Those metabolites then you'll also need to analyse for as well. So in the case of DDT, you actually analyse for the suite of metabolites. So metabolites down to DDE quite quickly. So it's now diphenyl dichloroethane. And then after that, the dichloroethane also metabolises through to DDD. So these processes then have got characteristic half-lives. When you're carrying out analysis, you analyse over all of the metabolites that are likely to be important, which is what they do